Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creators who were in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to episode 12 of the Lure It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On tonight's episode, we'll be talking to Dario from O-Ship, Megan and Tasia from Rum Punch Good Evening, RB and Matty G from Waves, and the legendary Rudy Maloney from 4D Entertainment, talking about Soca on the Hill. We also want to welcome to the podcast Banks Bear. Banks has a number of specials for the season, including their 6 for 15 special at locations across the island. Banks also has buy 5 cases, get 1 on us at retail. You can also look out for the Banks What's Brewing weekly event calendar. And last but not least, you can look out for the Banks Cropover mixtapes. Their first one, featuring Hutchie and Sizz, is out now. You can find all this information on the Banks Bear Instagram page at Banks Bear or on Bazodi's page at Bazodi Mag. We hope you enjoy.
Bazodi.
Tonight we're here with Dario from O-Ship, and he's here to tell us all about his event. Welcome, Dario.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me all about O-Ship, what people can expect for O-Ship for Cropover 2022, first time back out in the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, you know, we have had an O-Ship, as you say, for a very long time. So yeah. Everybody just pumped and ready to bring all the vibes to the boat. And this year, we only have one boat. Normally, we have the two boats,
yeah.
So it's like, you know, a very hard...
Yeah.
Hard task, trying to fit everyone. We obviously can't fit everyone.
Everybody can make it.
Onto the one boat. But you're just trying to accommodate as much persons as possible. It's just what we're trying to do right now.
That's what it is. Because your reservations like open and then with the hour it closed.
Yeah, like, so we have a very big mailing list. Mm-hmm. So we will send out the reservations through the mail out, through MailChimp or whatever. So this year we decided to release a couple tickets to like the loyalty patrons now. Mm-hmm. So we release a couple tickets online to those who, you know, that don't want to go through the reservation process to get it approved and, you know, that type of stuff. You just let out those and they bought them all like the same night. So I had to like shut that off pretty quick too.
Wow.
Yeah, the demand was like crazy.
Ridiculous. But you built this following for a long time. Like, tell me how O-Ship got started, because it didn't just start off as O-Ship.
Well, you know, it started with, you know, we do Turn.
Yeah.
So Turn is a pretty strong brand
brand.
From doing like the cruises and during COVID, we branched off to like a couple of LAN parties just to keep. Because they couldn't cruise then.
Right,
so
exactly.
We're just trying to keep the
brand alive.
Patrons that wanted to go out, return family that wanted to go out, have them something to do. But with O-Ship now, we started with like Just J. So it was Just J and this solo crowd along with Turn. So like the crowd is split. So although the Turn following is very strong, it's hard for everyone to get on the boat now because you have to separate now the tickets to...
Just accommodate the original solo crowd.
So it's not like we fill in the boat ourselves or I have all the tickets or Turn have all the tickets. So that's why it would be harder for persons now to
grasp it, to get it. They have their loyalty people
too.
You see that, because they could practically fill a whole deck.
Exactly.
That's a lot of people, That's true. And they are dedicated people. Them is come out every year.
Yeah, like, you won't see them partying no time in the year, but, like, Cropover,
them
like,
will come they're there. They support the brand.
Normally, they're, like, more last minute at him and Hoyne, but, like, they're in the set buying tickets online in the loyalty session.
That's good, though. It's good to see that the brand has remained strong, because how many years y'all were doing this?
This would be, like, the fifth one.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's good, because to watch your brand evolve, like I said, from Sola and then Turn and Sola joining forces.
So now like O-Ship is just one big One big brand now.
Yeah, one big family now.
One big family now.
So what people can expect on the boat, I know that, you know, you got your regular bar, you're all going to be doing any champagne specials, any type of stuff like that?
We just got like a very strong DJ lineup. It's a food inclusive cruise.
It's so food inclusive, okay. Yeah,
so people will come and get the food and stuff, like when they come to board, no, like breakfast, lunch, starter, but we ordered like the old shit bottles again. They say we ordered the fast.
Yeah.
So people always look forward to like the...
The little stuff that y'all have, guys, see it throughout the year, see it at Kaduma, see it at Kaduma, they ain't wherever else, like all kind of...
The fans go a long way.
Yeah, they're very popular. I think I even saw them down in Trinidad. They are incredibly popular. Like, I don't see any other brand with that. So I think people really enjoy that type of accoutrements from brands, you know, like giving back something.
Oh, and like at the ticket collection, we distributed the worship bags, so like the packages and stuff. So while they was packing the bags, a friend was asking me, like, there's a cruise, like, what are you doing?
Packages? Yeah.
But I just try to accommodate and give people value for money.
Yeah.
So the bags are actually very expensive to get in this year because, well, the short time that we had to organize and then, like, you know, shipping our stuff was backed up from COVID. Like, it was literally a headache trying to get everything into
supply chain issues,
Yeah. It was okay trying to get stuff here for the cruise because we had like, you know, it's this weekend.
Yeah.
So we had a fair amount of time, but in terms of ticket collection, we had to do it earlier. It was hard to get the bags and stuff in time for
bags
that.
And you had sponsor products that you put into the bags.
Yeah, I had sponsor products to put in the bags from like Wabisco and Point Hill Dairy, Massey Distribution, Armstrong. All those guys help us to, you know, stack up the bags fairly good.
I like that. That you do a give back like that, because you say you don't hear that with cruises. So
yeah, you don't hear that with cruises.
You got a ticket, people push a ticket in your hand at the end of that. Like, you don't hear nothing at all.
Yeah, so once I could keep getting the sponsorship, because you know sponsorship was pretty tight this year too. Because
very tight this year.
I guess all the distribution centers would have like slow sales and stuff. Because you didn't have any parties, you weren't outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
supply chain issues.
Yeah,
same
hotels
thing.
Are closed. So the product that they would be sending to the hotels and stuff. So it's a whole ripple effect when it comes to everything. So tourism is pretty much a fact.
Exactly. Everything had an up on, you know? So everybody felt it. We felt it as well. The people that normally will come on board say, okay, well, we having problems, we having issues. So the product that we promised you 2019, 2020, we can't deliver here now.
Yeah,
so we got nine fuel to give away. We ain't got nine to do a sponsorship. We ain't got nine to sell.
Yeah, and they even had issues with bringing their stuff too. Like they would be waiting weeks on their containers, and then the containers didn't come in, and so it was pretty rough organizing parties in this thing.
You know, parties be the last thing. So marketing, parties, all that's like. Well, a woman described it to me as nice to have, right? It's not in need to. So, I completely, everybody really felt it.
Tell me about
the DJ lineup that you have in store for Worship.
The DJ lineup would be Nico Vibes and Gunna. They're pretty much hitting right now in terms of bringing vibes to the party.
Top tier.
And then you can't leave out Jaguar. Jaguar and Shadow on the boat.
Yeah.
Then you got Just J and Vibe Nation.
Of course. Yeah, but Vibe Nation on the
board. Yeah, Vibe Nation on the board. You know Vibe Nation gotta bring Vibe.
Yeah. the board won't be anything without them, you know, really and truly. It sounds like a very good lineup. It sounds like a strong one. You expect then to be standard where everybody come to expect from Worship.
Yeah, you know gonna be majority females on the board as well.
Yeah,
you try to keep that ratio very, very high. Plus, the ladies tend to, for some reason, the ladies just buy tickets and order. They do everything in advance.
Yeah.
So, like, now everybody, like, most emails messaging me, calling me for tickets. And, like, but it was sold out a long time ago.
Like, the reservations open and shut.
Yeah, that the reservations would be mostly females. Like, females tend to be on top of their planning process.
Wow.
The males tend to be too laid back and it's be rough.
Yeah.
I got a million messages on my phone. My phone ringing all the time. I would love to accommodate everybody, but it's just not feasible on the boat.
Exactly. Especially with COVID and everything.
Yeah, you got limited capacity on the vessel. You already want to overdo it.
Yeah.
in Wild Ramble. So it makes sense. And who getting, getting, who ain't getting. They always got next year.
They always got next year.
Are you doing something later on this year? You got done two cruises a year at a time, right?
Yeah, I do. We would do a cruise for like Independence Day. Mm-hmm. We'll probably do like a, that's not be like an all white cruise on white and gold.
Yeah, white and gold. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Around that thing. But nothing really compared to Ocean Park.
Because that's one thing on people calendar. People like, yeah, that's Sunday, Sunday 24th. I'm going to Ocean. Like, so many people telling me that. So,
and then people ask me if we're doing an after party. And like,
That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah. That is a lot of work. And I got other events going on.
Yeah, I got other events going on too.
So, you know, that's true. Well, that's good. I'm very much looking forward to it. I think a lot of people are too as well.
Yeah, because you know the vibe also depends on the patrons too.
Yeah.
Like, I could supply everything, but if they don't turn up.
Vibe, I think that the brand is so strong that people come already expecting to have a good time. So their minds is reframed in that way.
Yeah.
So you don't got to come in or shit looking for a vibe. Like, you already come, oh, I know you're going to go on this cruise and have a good time.
Yeah, true. And plus, we have is a vibe there as well. You know, they got their little rhythm session and stuff going on.
That's true. Yeah.
And girls love to take the sticks from those guys.
Yeah, and sing and.
Actually, everyone, even reels. The guys be doing it too.
Yeah, want the little boomerangs, want the little reels, want the little stories. Yeah.
Yeah, because reels is pretty much the thing now, too.
Now, so.
Like everyone capable of doing that now.
Exactly. So you can do that on the board and show you your little fan and your bag and you be in the states and you drinking, you jumping up and down. What's not a love, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
It'll be good content. So yeah, just let's go over the sponsors once more again and then let us know where people can find you online so that if they want to buy tickets for the one in December, one late November, that they can know where to
take you out. So, like, the sponsors would be, like, Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
Farmer's Choice, Purity, Wabisco. We got Dewars and Grey Goose on the...
Yes.
Yeah, we
got Dewars and Grey Goose.
For sure. Then we got Flavors. They'd be, you know, catering to the food
as well. Nice.
We got Banks, got Plain Hill Dairy. Banks.
Yeah.
We got Brighter Than Stores. They came on with it, you know, Lipton Tea and the Fresh Start Grace Mixed Drink and Brunswick.
Yeah, Brunswick. Brighter Than Stores for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, Massey Distribution. Got their creamery.
So when they give
ice cream hitting all season.
Yeah, that's it. Let me give you the lollies and all that.
Yeah, they got the lollies, you know, mini cups.
Yeah.
And the lollies come in handy too, because, you know, the sun can be fairly. You be hitting on that day, so the lollies are really cool, you know.
So the one, yeah, I love them.
Then we got the Nature Valley granola bars, and then they were the food. We would do like a pasta now, so we get our pasta from Massey as well.
Perfect, that's good stuff, man. That's brilliant stuff. And where can people find you online, like on Instagram?
Yeah, Ocean Barbados. You can find us there, and then the other handle we will have will be turn.barbados.
That's perfect. That easy. That simple then.
Yeah, that's true for you.
Sure, bro. All right, thanks so much for joining us, Dario. We look forward to seeing the event.
I'll come back.
Buzzity. Good evening. We're here with Rum Punch. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening. We're here with both Megan and Tasia.
Hi.
And so we're here to speak about the event.
Yes. Okay. So the name of the event, as Luke said, it Rum Punch. Good evening. And when you think about Rum Punch, what do you think? You think colors.
Yeah.
So red, yellows, purples, oranges. Sunset.
Yeah.
Basically a sunset. So that's the energy that we want to bring to the event. We want a cool, calm, cute, classy, but vibesy event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we called it, Rum Punch. Good evening.
Yes. It's basically the last hurrah before Grand Kadumin. So we want everyone to come down and have a vibe, have a good time. You know, and just enjoy yourself while looking classy.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's also a good reflective time for Cropover, as it's the last weekend of Cropover weekend. So, you know, we fed through the whole weekend. We went to all the different fets, but now, you know, the evening time, you just want to chill, you want to relax, you want to wine, dress cute, take some selfies with your friends, drink some free run punch, which we will have at the door.
Oh, you have free run punch.
Yes, we'll have a welcome run punch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we want to set the tone for the event by welcoming you with that run punch. Mm-hmm. Okay. And also their live performances, which would be, you know, amazing. Because honestly, I'm not too like in this crop over music vibe. And me and Tassie were just talking just now, but
I'm fully into it.
You were just telling me like all these different like songs.
Yeah.
So you guys will be in for a treat.
Tassie and Moshi, I mean, we just like, you know this song, Megan? Is like, so I have the, yes, I have the opportunity.
Crop over baby here too as well. Listen,
me too, but I have the opportunity now. I got the opportunity now to see the live events. Yes. And get up to breath of what's going on and snap and mumble all the words because I don't know them.
It will definitely be vibes. Yes. And we have really good DJs as well to bring the vibes. We have Pachi and Sizz, Nico
them.
Vibes and Gunna, DJ Polly, Jesse T, and MHK and Inchi, who will definitely have the vibes them. Right through for right the entire through. Event. Mm-hmm. So it starts at 3 p.m. And I know Bajans don't like to get anywhere early.
You know that. You know that.
But guys, I know you guys want your pictures and your whole face. And the only way you're going to do that is if you get the good lighting.
Yes. Exactly. You have to come down. Early.
Yes.
Come early.
Definitely. As we said, we're going to talk about all of the little fangled dangles that we'll get, like the free run punch. There's 2-for-1 tequila shots. Mm-hmm. There's also lollipops that you can get that give you that sunset cool vibe.
Yeah.
There's snow cones that look like sunset. So,
right.
You know, there's a little creativity going on there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to see how much things that will be available to you when you come.
Food will definitely be on sale.
Oh, you got food on sale too?
Yes.
What? Well, they got everything.
Everything. So you guys will be fully covered for this event.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about the venue though. Oh, the
venue. I wanted to know where it was.
Bacchanal Gardens.
Yes. Which is also known as High Gate. Quite popular this season.
Very popular this season. Mm-hmm.
So if you've never been there, it's actually in Dash Valley, St. George. It's a little hideaway area, but it's easy. You can find it easily.
Yeah.
The parking, guys, you gotta make sure you come early so you can get good parking.
Yeah.
This is a girlfriend boyfriend kind of group setting. I think we should carpool.
Carpool.
That's actually a very good idea.
Hop in the car and we all go together, we all hop in and walk down into the event.
It makes sense because then you could get your designated driver.
That's true.
You could carpool and come down. That's right. So everybody can have fun. You could drink responsibly. You could get at the road safely and carpool and make the best use of the parking space.
Yeah, definitely. And talking about responsibly, let's talk about our sponsors though.
Yes.
Our sponsor is Banks. Drink responsibly.
Love.
Banks is one of our sponsors. Thank you so much to Banks. Thank you to RMJ.
Thank you very much.
Cooling us down with the water. Also, Brightons and Stokes.
Yeah. Love Brightons and Stokes. Love them.
But, just to say, we do have some drink specials as well. So, yes, we have the food on sale, but we have the drink specials. We have Banks Bear 4-for-10, and that's between 3 to 4. So that's why I say come early, guys,
and get your 4-for-10.
Take advantage of all of these specials. 2-for-15 on all cocktails all night. $5 rum mixes from 4 to 5. So that's another early vibe. And 2-for-1 tequila shots, 5 p.m. to 6. So right through the event, you guys having these drink specials. So No worries about drinks. Every bar is fully stocked and you guys will be down to party and have a good time.
Yeah.
Right before the big climax.
And guess what? We're also planning for you for the crop over season and for New Year's Day next year.
Oh, yes. So that's something. Okay.
We're having this event, but guess what? We're planning to open Good Evening, A New Dawn to A New Year for Rum Punch again.
Yeah.
So we're setting the tone now for crop over.
Yes.
To then go over to, you know, the
new
year.
We're making this a regular thing because we did have it early this year. We had it January 2nd and that was Rum Punch Good Morning. So now we have Rum Punch Good Evening and we're just keeping it going, you know, keeping the vibes going all the time so that you have something to look forward to at the beginning of the year and during the hype of crop over. So don't worry.
You have a good swing of the season. I really like that.
Come on, dressed. So the names.
Tassia, tell me how to dress though, because you're our fashion girl. Like, give me some outfits.
Tell me how to, you know?
First of all, we all know the ladies like to get the hair done, the nails done, but the outfits, ladies, you could color block. Yeah. Or you could keep it simple chic.
Yes.
You know, make sure you're wearing comfortable heels. Because I know we all love our heels, but still got to make sure they're comfortable. Okay? Make sure you've got a nice dress, nice pants, suit, nice comfy set.
A nice flowy.
Flowy vibe. Yeah. Something that you know you can move in. Okay? Because we want to stush vibe.
We're going to love stush. Where exactly?
But we ain't going to be acting
come out
stush,
to party.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can just, you look pretty, but we're going to get home bad. We can enjoy ourselves right before the climax. Right. So,
lovely.
Guys, and the guys too.
Yeah. Honestly, the guys have been given this season.
The
though.
Entire the season.
They
honestly
have been given the colors.
Girls, the rest. Competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want you guys to make sure to dress up. We love to see it.
Yeah.
We love to see it.
We love to see black energy.
Yeah,
power.
It's true.
Yeah.
So, venue is going to be well decorated for all the good pictures. So make sure.
So lots of photo art opportunities.
Yeah,
so okay, that's good.
That's
right. That good lighting. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So to warm it, don't know. We just want to tell you where you can get your tickets. The box offices are Secrets. There's Friction Clothing. Excuse me, miss. There's Saul and Warren's. There is Oasis Tech Cube. And of course, Grapevine.
As well as you can contact any
of the committee
members.
Members.
You can check out our page on Instagram, which is Rum Punch Barbados. And we have the full list of all committee members. It's too many for me to name right now.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm also one. So if you want to hit me up at Tasia HD on Instagram, you can hit me up for tickets as well. But definitely any of the committee members or the box office. And right now we have limited $80 tickets. So they're going to soon go up to $90. So take advantage of this early bird vibes right now, guys. Please.
Yeah.
So come on down. And we will also have table packages. But definitely check out the Instagram page to see more on that. I'll give you more information that's going to be soon coming out within the next few days. So I know people love this table thing. Right
the table thing is huge.
It's a big deal right now. So we do have that for you guys. So make sure you check out the page, Rum Punch Barbados on Instagram for more details on that.
Yeah. And don't forget, guys, this is our crop over season. This is our time to celebrate our culture. It's our time to be free. This is another way to show emancipation of our bodies.
We're going to have it for 2 years.
Yeah. You know, our bodies and our minds, this is your time, your last chance. This is the last weekend. This is your time to just be free. So just come and just relax, dance,
enjoy
have
yourself.
Fun, enjoy yourself. Maybe we get.
As I said, we can look stush, but we are acting.
We have to act stush. Exactly. As you say, you come up early, you get your pictures, and then you walk out and be here by the right thing.
Like,
right, yeah.
Fill your bellies and let me go.
That's
and all these drink specials, you guys will
Yeah, no, I really like the 2 for $15 for like the whole night. That's really good, you know, because I went out of place and it was just, you just get 1 for $15.
There you go. So you guys covered for the entire night.
That's good.
Right before the climax of Grand Cadima. So you guys will be fine.
Perfect.
So even those persons coming in from overseas, check
oh, well,
punch.
Sorry, though. Exactly.
Grab punch is that last pump, okay?
Exactly. And grab
down.
All your tickets.
Grab
get
your
it
tickets.
In the early. As you say, it's the good final warm down before Kaduma Day. Happening all on July 31st.
July 31st.
What we call it, Crop Over Sunday?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. And it's from 3 p.m. until...
Oh, well, let's say 11.
Yeah.
We're going to take it all the way up.
People love...
Oh, my God.
You never make care a lot. Exactly.
As long as the vibes are fully there, we got you guys covered. Don't worry.
That's
so,
perfect.
Yes. So $80 right now, guys. So get those early bird tickets until...
Until the start to go up.
Yeah.
Remind me of sponsors again.
So our sponsors, we have many more, but we just want to highlight these ones for now. We have Banks. We have RMJ, and Brightest and Stokes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for supporting us.
Yes. Love them. That's perfect. That's brilliant stuff. So,
thank everyone for coming out because we know it's going to be a good time. We know.
And remind them where they could find you online at.
Well, you can find Rum Punch at Rum Punch Barbados on Instagram. And for tickets, as I said, you can check out
the Instagram page and you'll see all of the committee members there.
All
and you have
them.
The box offices, which is Secrets, Friction Clothing, Excuse Me Miss, Saul Warren's. We got Oasis Tech and Grapevine.
Yes.
Perfect. Great stuff. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome. This is fine.
We're ready.
You want to ready then? No, you can feel the energy. You want to outside, exactly. And you get everybody.
2 years.
No. You're getting them drink specials, so it's value for money. You know, it's getting a lot of stuff. The free lollipops, everything like that.
Yeah.
A fantastic location.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to transform that location. So I know you guys have been there from other events, but it's going to be totally different.
I'm looking
different
forward to that very, very, very much.
Yes.
So definitely. So I look forward to seeing you at the event.
Fantastic.
See you
then.
See you then. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Lurie's Up Podcast with Basil D. Magazine.
Okay, so tonight we're here with RB and Maddy G, otherwise known as Romario and Matthew from the Waves team. That's coming down this Saturday, July 23rd. So they're here to tell us all about the event. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Good night.
Good night. So tell me all about Waves. We could start the ball rolling with how y'all got started.
Well, Waves was fun, right?
7 years ago.
Wow.
7 years ago. Still getting UVR. Same with the audience.
So it was two brands at first, right? Mm-hmm. Baywatch. And then I had Wave. Mm-hmm. And the two brands just got together. We said we can form Waves.
And that's how Waves come about, I think, like 6 years ago or so, 2015, something like that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And then, so it's more people on your team too that work as well with y'all?
Yeah, it was bigger at first, but it's two other guys, though, King, mm-hmm. Mason, and Comey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's good, man. So what can people expect from this event on Saturday?
Plenty vibes.
Anybody that can't Waves in the past, tell you Waves is walk-ups, good vibes, and yeah.
Just a good thing. So really, because you know y'all had an event early up in the season, early up this year. So that's basically what people can expect, you know, all the vibes of that event, because we had covered that and that was a lot.
All the vibes plus more, because it's same with the Harbor Master, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beijing's just like, I don't know if it's the shape of the boat or the space on the boat, but it'd be more walk-ups than usual on the Harbor Master. So if you thought that was vibes, there's only more vibes.
For sure.
That's good. What DJ lineup y'all got in store as well?
Right now we got Full Clip Entertainment. Mm-hmm. We got Jag with the Champ. We got DJ Sams. We got Legacy Entertainment, which is Nicole and Gunner.
Mm-hmm.
And the last DJ, Hachi and Sis.
Big team.
So we got a full lineup, versatile lineup. So we're looking forward to it on Saturday, man.
We got Mobby performance, don't you, too?
You got like performances, too?
We got Mobby performance, don't you, dear?
Like that. That's what people like, you know, to see the performers out there performing at them best cruises of the season.
Yeah.
Get the people what it is that they expect.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all sell out now too as well?
Sold out completely.
Yeah, but we know we'll let it turn off my phone.
Jeez, I'm red. Stay at Audi for more here, same thing. Sold out completely.
No cam looking.
Don't ask the questions. Don't message the page.
No message.
Nothing so at all. Nothing. All
10 years ago to know all they've seen is yo, bro. Right, time I see yo, bro, up on my WhatsApp,
you don't know what time it is. You know what it is. I just want a little. Right? Bro, you ain't know me, but I
get
your
number from X.
Right?
Spot.
Lord have mercy.
If you miss this one, you know, there's going to be plenty more to come. Plenty more to come.
Y'all going
to
do another one down the year?
For sure. Once the Yaga Masters back for independence,
yeah,
back on there. If not, we would. The team will always be ready to start out something.
Do something different.
For the Waves crew.
That's good. So what sponsors y'all got for this event too as well?
Right. So right now we got Digicel Barbados. Major thank you to them. Mm-hmm. We got Hanshel Innes on board. Sunshine mm-hmm. Snacks, Banks, Davis Driving School,
mm-hmm.
the E-Tech Electronics, WMBY, Event Network Services, Lakeside Farming, KFC Barbados, Peanut Cups, Express Electrical, Vita Plus, Cool Things by Jay, Walk the Trap, which is us, you know?
Yeah.
Walk the Trap family, Ticket Links, Forever Blessed Boutique, Friction Clothing Barbados, and Alfalfa Perswinkle Punch.
Yeah, because Alfalfa Perswinkle was at the start here, last one.
That's what started the party.
Walking on a boy, give a free last.
Exactly. You don't get that everywhere.
Correct. People just
push a ticket in your hand.
And
you don't.
You got something even better for this one too. Yeah, you know, Hanshel is there. So
yeah.
You got some nice premium drinks.
You know, the ticket man,
you're going to get tops in your hand with drinks in and so on.
That's good.
You don't as you get
That's good. That's how it should be, you know, like people get value for money.
Any boat can raise in the past. Raise in and then stand up cruise and pose all cruise. Anybody know that is. So it's a walk and all bar cruise for sure.
Correct.
That's as it should be. You should come on and have a good time, you know, it's crop over.
Man, that hear the girls getting raised, that should feel a sort of, you know your girl kind of get all bar.
Exactly. Facts. That's good, man. It's as serious as a strong line of sponsors, yeah, man.
We want to say a big thank you to your sponsors because, you know, the last 2 years been rough for everybody, you know, but the sponsors been coming out, you know, they're trying to, you know, get back out there for the crop over season. So we want to say a major thank you to your sponsors involved, and we're just looking forward to Saturday. We're real excited. We're about Point Harbor Master. We're ready.
Good. That's fantastic. And where people can find you all online. So let's say November you want to get in position, grab your ticket early. Mm-hmm. What's your links on IG?
So the link for the IG is Waves BIM. So that's WAVES BIM. That's on IG. We're not on Facebook, but you know, you will see the content from the guys on Twitter and stuff like that. You know, Basil D. major social media partners, you know.
We make sure always push one at every time.
Make sure you post us with them so you can find us too on Basil Lee. You know, your message, the page, ask a question, you know.
And you get sorted out.
Man, no problem.
Easy and simple. So that's good though. It's good to see that brand and y'all come up because you normally don't hear brands joining together and creating something new and then lasting out through time. And then also don't hear brands giving people value for money. People just give you a ticket and say, you get on the board, you buy drinks and that's it. You don't get no drinks, so you don't have nothing.
And the last race right before COVID hit on Harbor Master, we had a big buffet lineup of food and as you come on the board, he walked it back, he bought. I think that was Lanchese.
Lanchese.
Got them
nice
little food.
Real proper food.
For $80 ticket.
For $80 ticket.
See, people got $80 tickets going for normal cruise, not even a cooler cruise. You get $80, you get food, you get vibes.
You're getting a full experience. You know, it's not just, again, somebody pushing the ticket. You have to sell for that. At the end, you just come on your boat, you enjoy yourself, you go back home.
Right.
You don't got nothing to show for you. You ain't getting the food.
Correct.
You're getting a post-winkle punch at the beginning.
Correct.
Right.
Nice.
Right.
So you get your little cup. Nice. So one of the ones that had the, you had a tap band at the end, at the beginning. Yeah.
You got tap band. Yeah. Oh, remember that? Is beer
boat there. No, people, like, we had a video of that at the end, and we metrics went through the air.
Yeah.
Something about that, people really love, like to see that.
Real beer culture, right?
Right. You get that real cultural feel.
We just started out there. When the Harbor Master the first gone for independence, we had Beers for the Culture.
Yeah, I remember that one.
That was set things from there, right?
And that's good.
That's a staple of the cruise, you know.
I like that.
To implement that aspect, you know. And saying that, we just want to urge the ticket holders to come down early because, you know, your master don't play when I get shot.
Yeah, that's in the year. Right, dying dream chaser. Get open, get shut. And that's what Harbor Master say, and that's what it is. It's
correct.
Board in front of 2 p.m. So,
board in front of 2.
Don't play. This ain't one of them cruises. It's sold out. Who outside I get?
Bus luck. Don't feel like you can come out there late.
Don't be that.
Right?
If you miss it, you're this it.
Exactly. Simple. So, yep. Simple and straight. I like that. I don't really like, like I said, that cultural aspect. Because then cultural performers could eat the food, them come out, the top band come out.
You should get everybody lower.
Yeah, everybody get signed on to it. Exactly. I think that's good. And then people enjoy it because, again, it's not just that you're getting them a ticket and that's it, and there's a cruise and it's just DJs and playing music and that's it. But like, you're getting them an experience for the jump. We watch people at the end afterwards, everybody coming off the boat and being able to interact with the top band.
And the other year we had the top band on the boat. I don't know if you went to Waves Cruise in the past playing Harbor Master, but anybody that went in the past, right, the people don't like to left the boat. And the top band happened to be on this one particular cruise, DJ shut off, and the man started to play vibes here. I'm going to tell you, B, just start to chant, jump down. Okay, I think about
the little mini school sports on the board. Yeah. That's what we look forward
that's
to, you know?
The vibe that one has looked to bring. Yeah. That's their type of speed. I really respect that. I think that's good. That's y'all set the standard for what events should be in Barbados and what people should come to expect.
Yeah, appreciate that, man.
So I think that's good for young brand. So we can watch it evolve. I can't even say young brand because it was in the game for over half a decade.
Yeah, it's 6, 7 years. Yeah, they're about 7 years. No, for sure.
and survive through the pandemic, and now coming out and still offering value for money even within a pandemic.
Correct. We get a lot of returning people too, because people know it's done for you. Drink.
Right.
If you had a good time at an event, you can tell you said that game
back. Game back that one. And you down back, you sure on the board. The people got to tell you, listen, come get off the board because you had such a good time, you don't want to leave. Because that happened in the last cruise.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we got chased off the board. Remember, said, listen, when, it's time to go.
That's what we knew at that time. It can be on Saturday, trust me.
Absolutely.
We got Jaguar already telling Matthew, well, he can mash up this board already.
Tell me, he has his boat and long, he has his hard mash and long, but he got a special segment for you. But I know he got his sleeve, but he tell me he got a special segment. Ain't a normal skilly bang, pow, pow, ting, ting. He tell me he got a special segment
for you. See, you know, he's the king of bashing. He's a good DJ.
Good DJ.
He can give you value for money. So honestly, and truly, yeah, that's brilliant stuff. It's good being able to hear y'all and describe the ethos behind the brand and how y'all moving and what people can expect. And it's, like I say, a real different vibe. It's not just your regular cruise. But the people don't know that I want to sell already.
Yeah.
So, from 10 days ago.
People looking for tickets. You can't accommodate no more.
So, people message me, why you don't want to do two boats? The reason for not doing two boats, in my opinion, as somebody that went on a cruise before that had two boats is always two different vibes.
Mm, that's true.
The vibe on one boat is always different than the vibe on the other boat. So, you know, got people in our minds saying, yo, this cruise was so good. And then people that, on the dream chase, it was all right.
It didn't say nothing. Yeah,
you know, sign. So that way, you stick to the one board. If you miss out next year, just be earlier.
That's true. Simple and easy like that. Right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, gentlemen.
No problem, man. Anytime, man.
Anytime. I respect that. It was brilliant having y'all on. Brilliant being able to hear from y'all the event and hear what people can expect and what they can look forward to, and then set the tone for what they can look forward to in the future too as well.
Correct.
Because y'all look like y'all constantly seek to evolve and move the brand forward.
For sure.
Brilliant stuff. So thanks for coming out, man.
I just want everybody to come out, good voice, come out early, left form, any illegal things we don't want now, illegal, we want good voice
good
only.
Voice
telling
only.
Everybody to go a heavy police presence down there.
To make sure what to expect. Yeah. Right. And they're coming out at 2 o'clock is boarding time.
Boarding time.
I want to push it off. Yeah.
We want to be sailing for 4 o'clock sharp.
Mm-hmm.
We got like performance, more than Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
You see that Harbour Master deck start to lift. You don't say yet. Just wave.
That's all you could do.
Nothing we can do. You know? So we're looking forward to it. We're excited. The people seem to be excited too. That's all we could really do. So come out, have a good time. Mm-hmm. See you all Saturday.
Well, that's good. Brilliant stuff. Tonight we're here with the legendary Rudy Maloney from 4D Entertainment. Here tonight to talk about Soca on the Hill. What's happening, Rudy?
Good night, everyone. What's happening?
I'm good. What's going on with you? Listen, long time in coming. Having this mega brand, this monolith, this giant come on to this podcast. Saving the best for last.
It's a pleasure being here.
Let's jump right into it. Let me talk about Soca on the Hill. Let people know what they can expect. You know, and I also want to know how you got started. What made you start Soca on the Hill and see how it came through the years and built up?
That's a long story.
Yeah.
So Soca on the Hill is August 2nd this year. We have changed the date from July 17th.
Mm.
The experience will be the same or even better.
Yeah.
We have put a lot of work into it. We had time based on the change of date to do a little more. So yes, the experience will be fantastic. We can guarantee you that for everyone, you know. So we're just looking forward to people to come out, have a great time, and let's just have end the season on a big note.
End the season,
and show the rest of the world that Barbados is the best place to be.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Yeah, that's. I think a lot of people are looking forward to Soca on the Hill. A lot. Everybody they're talking to, that's all that they're talking about, Soca on the Hill.
Yeah, I know when something is really happening. Even at the events, people is just calling, can I get some passes?
Yeah.
so I know when an event is having a buzz up there.
Yeah, I think you're going very, very, very well.
Yeah.
Are you on Instagram at Soca on the Hill?
Yeah, Soca on the Hill, Instagram. Yeah, Facebook also.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's great stuff. Yeah. One everywhere. Yeah. I think you're even on Twitter too as well.
Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You are out there.
You're out there.
And people could still grab tickets.
Yeah, tickets are still available. All box offices. We would like you to go and get them now.
Yeah.
Before the price goes
early, that's right.
And people complain, oh, I didn't know the price was going up so soon. But we were out there for a long time. We give people the opportunity, and that's what we like to do at 4D Entertainment, mm-hmm. to give every person an opportunity to be part of what we are doing, part of the experience, part of Soho on Hill. Mm-hmm. Any event that we are doing, actually,
yeah.
we like people to be a part of. So we see Barbados and the rest of the world as one big family. So that's it.
I like it. I like that's the way to see it. And we talk also to outside the studio about, you know, how you treat it, Kwapova as a community and the entire entertainment sphere as a community, how you see it as you say, one big family. And I really love that feel because that's something that we really like to push.
Yeah, we in the entertainment industry, we have to work and live together. We can't live in little silos anymore. You know, we have to have each other back. We have to move forward together. That's the only way the industry is going to grow and improve. So
that's right.
That's very important that we stick together, stand together in unity.
I believe that. Yeah. I 100% believe that. And I'm glad to hear an entertainer bring that far, a promoter bring that far and say, listen, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is the way that we're supposed to go. This is the way that we're supposed to grow as well.
Yes, definitely.
I think it's very, very, very important. Yeah. So, yeah. So I want you to touch very, very quickly on how you got started with Soho on the Hill.
Well, we were always in the entertainment business for years. We do stuff with Crossfire, other bands and other artists. So we always say, you know something, let's think about something that will bring a different experience, soca-wise especially,
yeah.
to people in Barbados, create a brand from out of 4D Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the brands that we said we would look at and build. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are today. We also had the same idea around International Bashment, the competition.
Oh, so,
you know, there are a number of things that we look at and drill down. We have envy, the experience, you know, a number of persons that we work now, not coming out of COVID, but when we open up the industry, we launched our brand Envy, and that went fantastic. We had plenty good reviews from that. So, you know, we always looking to do things differently and partner with people and build experiences. If you see, we partner with other small event producers. We partner with ticketing companies, ticket links, etc. So we always looking to form partnerships. So anyone that has an idea and they think that we can assist or work with them, we are there.
Yeah, because y'all work with, what was that, Soca State of Mind. Oh my gosh, you know,
and we are working with Unwind this weekend.
Yes, you got to pop up with Friday. Them. Yeah.
Right, so we are always open to event producers and people that have ideas or want to do something different.
I love that. I love the way, like, you work with brands and then it's not you taking over or dominating, but it's both people working within the same space. It's the same target audience. The circles overlap and everybody wins.
Yes.
Because everybody knows Soca on the Hill coming out. It's like, all right, I might win something. I might see something. I might get her nose signed different positions this event.
We even work with products. We work with a number of spas to create different experiences. Wow. You know? So, yeah, that's what 4D and that's what we are about.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. You all prepared for the Hill this year.
Yeah, looking forward to it. It is interesting working in a different environment, you know, so, you know, we still have to remember that it's a COVID environment, and we have to protect ourselves and protect others. Mm-hmm. So that's key.
Yeah, I think that's very key.
If you don't have healthy people, you don't have partiers.
That's right. There we go. That's it.
You know, we want everybody to be safe and come out and party, have a good time, be safe, and, you know, enjoy the experience.
Yeah, be responsible with themselves in terms of COVID. Responsible drinking, responsible driving, all that type of stuff.
All these everything. Things, you know, but have a great time. Just enjoy yourself, you know, let loose.
Yeah, because the beautiful thing about soca music really is that you don't even really need a drink. Yeah. You know how many soca parties I went to and then drink a drop? It's just vibes. It's just energy. It's just the music, you know, and to hear it then going around the hill and seeing the different performances coming up and everybody coming forward.
Yeah, you know, and that was the concept we did this year. We're going to have the best of the Caribbean meeting the best of Barbados, you know, bringing one whole big, you know, family and pool and vibes and everything together.
That's the whole thing, Return to Paradise.
Yeah, you know, so yes. So,
yes, that's
the that's what the team is, Return to Paradise. That's correct.
Yeah. Back at 4D Hill. You excited to be back, as you say, because this has been 2 years now.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited that the industry is really open and it's doing well. If you check the events, every time you go to the events are, you know, more people are coming out now to events and enjoying themselves. And the vibe out there is that, when people leave and you hear them say, I had a great time, have a good time. You know, I went to a number of smaller events, you know, that were fantastic, well produced, people had a great time. So I'm just going to tell everyone who here is listening, just to come out, experience the events, come experience what Soca on the Hill has to offer.
Yeah, it's always, I could say personally, it's always a good thing.
Yeah, man.
Always a fantastic thing, whether you're in general, whether you're in VIP, whatever have you. Yeah. Always a great performance. It's straight out into the night. So what time does it start from? It starts at midday.
Midday for sure.
Midday, Friday Hill, yeah. August 2nd.
Yeah, man.
I run straight down until...
until the last performance.
That's right. That's what I love to hear.
Yeah.
Until, okay, so what sponsors do you have on board to us?
Whoa.
With? I know it, like that list just, you know.
I have to say thank you to all of our sponsors for coming on board and being partners and, you know, just being there for and supporting this great event.
Mm-hmm.
So to list all the sponsors now, I might miss someone because I don't have the list here.
Really. Yeah.
And I don't want to miss
anybody.
Anyone.
I don't want any noise. I don't want to confuse exactly. any podcast. And we say, well, you get Rudy on there and Rudy and show talk my brand.
Exactly. So I just want to thank all the sponsors on board.
Mm-hmm.
Thank all of our support people, all the people who are supporting the Hill, all the staff, all the 40 people over there that's working behind the scene, the ticketing people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these people are who make 4D Entertainment and Soca on the Hill what it is. It's not one individual. You know, and that's how you see it.
It's true. You're very right. So it's not just Rudy behind the brand. It's the whole team.
The whole team behind the brand.
It's Jan. It's
people
Akil.
Like you.
Yeah.
You know, that makes things happen. You know, this interview, the radio stations, the social media people, our social media team, all the people who there who repost and do all those things, all those wonderful things. I have to say thanks to you all.
Brilliant stuff, man. You know, we as you say, we's all one big family.
Yes.
All helping out. One body can't do it all. Everybody got to help one another if we are to grow and if we are to survive.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So brilliant stuff. So thank you so much for coming out, Rudy.
It's always a pleasure.
always a good time. Always good to see you. And I'm looking forward to On the Hill and the entire excitement, the entire vibe. I know this year, as you say, I know you shifted from the 17th. You know, people can go down there, ram out from 12 o'clock.
Looking
Nobody
forward,
ain't coming
late.
Looking
seeing everyone. Every whole apartment's come down.
Are you
whispering that? Come
on. So yeah, definitely. It'll be good.
Let's do something fun. Let's just give it some lucky person.
Let's do a giveaway and get them a ticket. Exactly. You met something fun, you know?
Yeah, make it fun.
We can do some questions. We can get away online.
Yes.
And once the buddy win, you know, start them out.
Do you know what to do from there? Yes. All right. So looking forward to seeing everyone at Soca on the Hill. Be safe, go party, and be responsible.
Perfect stuff.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.